from the Northwest to the Southeast. This is the world's car radio show. Now, here's our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Oh, the weather's changing at our auto expert, as it is across the rest of the world. Spring is here for the Western Hemisphere, and that means several things have to take place every year. Andy has to sweep the cobwebs out of his ears and take his annual shower. We have to do things like car maintenance.
I don't like soap.
You don't like soap?
It's all soapy.
Soap? Maybe not in your mouth, but everywhere else. Delicious.
That's where I've had it the most.
Have you?
Yeah.
Your mum was quite a slave driver, wasn't she?
She was.
Have you ever done car maintenance?
Precisely twice in my life.
What were they? Tell us what you did. I want.
I checked the oil twice, and I know there's a little nubbin that you have to make sure that the oil is at.
I'm going to tell you that car maintenance, the maintenance part of that, you've done car checking, but you haven't actually maintained anything.
What's the difference?
Well, you have to make a change to the car, so you have to put oil in.
I've never done that.
Yeah, you see. So what you did is check the oil. You didn't maintain the oil.
I'm good at checking
it. It's like you can look at your hairy face in the mirror, but if you don't shave, you've not maintained it. You've just looked. So you looked at the oil, you didn't maintain it.
I'm mad at how accurate that is, because when I'd look at a problem in my car, I would just leave.
Yeah, I see. You know who doesn't leave, though?
My friend?
Yeah.
Our friend?
Our friendly neighborhood mechanic, Sergio, is here to talk about, things that you should be doing to your car in the spring. So checking the oil is just the first step. Wouldn't you agree, Sergio?
Yes.
Unlike Andrew that checks it and walks away.
I checked the nubbin and it was fine and then I walked away. I don't know. So maintenance, zero, nil.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And Sergio, you call him a friend, but you haven't educated him how to maintain his vehicle.
Yeah, I know. He just shakes.
I think it's because he knows the guy. I think that's why.
That's it. I've made it in life. I don't need to do it. I have help.
Tell us, spring. This is like such an old, like a 60-year-old guy is talking about changing tires and checking oil. I feel like it's like, millennials and zillennials and sexy people like us. We just don't do car maintenance. And we're wrong, aren't we?
It is a good idea to, check a couple of, I think, easy things that we can all do. But yes, I would agree that most folks are either putting it off or just having someone else do it.
You do know that the bar is very low. Easy thing. When you say easy things that we could do, if you could get Andy to check these on a car, I mean, you've probably succeeded where the United Nations have failed.
We'd be good. Yeah.
So. Yes. Sergio, you've got to understand that when we attack this problem, we have to attack it for the Andes of this world.
Yeah, there's a lot more of me than I realized in a lot of different ways.
All right, so for spring, my friend, what should we be doing to our car?
I think one easy one, I think Andy can handle this, is checking your wiper blades.
Does that count? Because I did do that. I went to an auto shop and I had the guy, I tried to buy two long ones. He's like, no, you need a short one.
You see, he knows a guy.
You got two left-hand ones?
Yeah, I did. I didn't know you could do that on a car. I was so mad I had to spend an extra $20.
It's to me so super hilarious that he went to an auto shop and asked. That's not really doing car maintenance. That's asking someone to do car maintenance.
Hey, I did it by myself.
All right, you put them on.
Yeah. Nah, one of them.
Oh.
Not the long one.
Then the other one was too long.
Yeah, the other one was too long. I didn't understand the technology.
So that's a good point. Wiper blades for the car come in sets, and maybe they're not the right length.
Yes, or if you just want to check the ones that are on your car, you can take a peek at them. If the rubber looks hard or brittle, or if they're torn, obviously.
What if there's what if there's chunks missing?
Yeah, definitely get rid of those. No chunks missing.
Are we still talking about windshield wipers?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so hard or brittle, they're out the door, and you should replace them.
Yes.
How hard, honestly, for stupid guys like us, how hard is it to replace your windshield wipers?
10 out of 10?
I've even seen some guys who know what they're doing struggle with them. So, a lot of auto parts stores will offer to put them on for you. I highly recommend checking something like that out. But there are some very good directions on the back. If you want to give it an attempt, I say why not. But if not, check out someone at those auto parts store who can help you out.
You have kids, right?
I do.
And how old are they?
I have a 7 and a 12-year-old.
Could they could they change the windshield wipers?
I see where you're going with this, Nick.
My 12-year-old probably would definitely want to try. My 7-year-old, no.
So your 12-year-old, would she be successful?
With my help, yes. By yourself, probably not.
Do you think Andy would be successful?
Say what you really feel.
YouTube videos are really helpful.
That's the nice way of no. But he knows, though. He knows I can't do it. It's too much.
I think this is a challenge. I think, you know, like, his car's been sitting in the driveway for, like, I don't know, 20 months.
Yeah.
I think he started it once, like, 20 months ago. I think we need to do videos of Andy maintains his car.
Yeah, I need to know. I need the difference of maintaining and just upkeeping, I suppose.
Well, all right. What else should we be doing first for spring?
I think checking your cabin filter is another good one, especially here in the Northwest. In the spring and the fall, we get a lot of debris that comes down. Typically, it gets caught up under the windshield cowling and then gets right into your cabin filter.
You need to explain this a little more. The word that threw me here is cabin.
Yes. So we have an engine air filter, which purifies or cleans the air that goes into your engine. And then we have one that purifies and cleans the air that goes into your cabin of your vehicle.
Oh, is that the thing that's in the glove box?
Yes.
I knew this, but I needed you to get there for Andy's help.
I knew it. I knew that wasn't just weird tissues. I knew that was something to do way more important.
Did you try and pull them apart and blow your nose with them?
I may need a new cabin filter, Sergio. It may have snot in it.
No.
Yeah. typically, they're located behind your glove box. I think that's one that I think most of us can handle. They're pretty straightforward. You can go to the, again, auto parts store, tell them your year, make, and model, and they'll give you a replacement. You can have some options too, like a charcoal filtered one or just a regular one. I would recommend that every season to change one of those guys out.
In the 2 minutes we have left, you have three more things on the list. And one of them includes winter tires. So tell us more about that. Remove winter tires. Well, I'm not doing that.
I know that, though. You shouldn't be riding around when it's sunny out with the things that go click, 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 click on your tire.
Yeah, see, you got that part right. So we just go to a tire shop for that, right?
Yes, I'd recommend that. And, you know, you want to get that done in time, too, because depending on where you live, you may get a nice ticket for not getting it off in time.
Yeah, tickets.
Does that have anything to do with you driving the car, like its capabilities, or is it just making sure you don't mess up the road for everybody else?
It's a little bit of both. Those studded tires are made of a softer rubber, so they break down faster. And you don't want to do damage to those nice, expensive winter tires that you need for that season.
I have to tell you, there's no danger of either of those, though, because Andy's car hasn't moved for 2 winters and 600 sunrises. So
yeah,
okay.
It won't, even if I had best
and
equipment.
And you still have the studs on?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are winter tires on it. Yeah, it's all my car is all sorts of wrong right now.
So let's talk about fluids. Is there any fluid checking to be done?
Now we have warmer weather coming. Definitely check that coolant level. That coolant level, if it's not at the right level, it's going to get you to overheat or your AC might not work properly. That's another important one.
Oh, that's important because I'd be sweating.
Yeah, well, you're sweating in the winter, even if the windows are open.
Yeah, I do.
And then you have here, check the AC, but also on the list that you sent us, you have, you should get your battery tested.
Yeah, that's another seasonal item I like to recommend having people check. With the very low temps in the winter and the very high temps in the summer, that's going to put a lot of wear on your battery. So it's a good idea to get that checked. Again, I would have that checked out by a professional just because you have some safety issues there.
I'm gonna just jump in here before Andy gets carried away. Licking the terminals on the battery is not recommended.
That's how you're supposed to do it,
that
Nick.
That's not how you test it.
Man, both you guys are wrong because I did it.
Nobody do that. Dangerous.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. And don't put the clippy things on your tongue either. They go on the battery.
Hold on, I'm going to write this down real quick.
Yeah, I'll write that down. Sergio is our friendly neighborhood mechanic. He joins us every month to talk about things you should do to maintain, look after, and make your car sparkle. This is Our Auto Expert. Anton Woolman will have some mouth droppers coming up.
Listen to previous episodes of the show, watch automotive videos, and get the latest inside automotive info at ourautoexpert.com.